From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama traveled to Norway today to accept the Nobel Peace Prize. The ceremony was in Oslo, where he used his speech to defend the use of war. He said it is sometimes necessary and justifiable and that it's not likely to go away soon.
We must begin by acknowledging a hard truth. We will not eradicate violent conflict in our lifetimes. There will be times when nations, acting individually or in concert, will find the use of force not only necessary, but morally justified.
President Obama is the first sitting U.S. president in 90 years and the third ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Authorities in Pakistan say they are interrogating five young men who are naturalized American citizens for alleged contacts with local militants. Pakistani police in the city of Sargodha, 160 miles from Islamabad, say a team from the FBI arrived today to question the men. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
Sargodha Police Chief Usman Anwar says the five men wanted to join a holy war and had been in contact with local militants through the internet. He described them as technically savvy, seriously minded young men who shared an email account that allowed them to communicate using only draft emails. That way, Anwar said, they eliminated the need to ever actually send an email that could be intercepted by law enforcement agencies. The police chief said personal data contained in computers indicated they had come for a jihad.
So in this very case, they were out to damage the interests of the United States. And in the same process, it could have been possible that the interests of Pakistani government and the interests of the Pakistani people.
Police officials said a sixth man, the father of one of the five, is also in custody for harboring the group. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
House lawmakers are set to begin debate on legislation aimed at better policing the financial industry. The bill is described as the most sweeping since the Great Depression. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The legislation is slowly making its way to the floor. A group of moderates threatened to hold up the legislation if their amendments were not heard. Previously, Congressional Black Caucus members also threatened to vote against the bill to draw attention to their concerns. The overhaul package before the House would create a Consumer Financial Protection Agency to oversee mortgages, credit cards, and payday lenders. It would also establish a Council of Regulators to identify financial firms considered too big to fail. The council would be allowed to impose stricter rules on such companies and help dismantle them if their failure threatens the entire financial system. Debate in the House will focus on potential amendments to the bill, with an eye towards a final vote in the coming days. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
You're listening to NPR News. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has arrived in Baghdad for an unannounced visit. He traveled to Baghdad from Afghanistan, where he told Afghan soldiers that the U.S. is looking forward to turning over security responsibilities to them. But he said that the U.S. will remain their partner for a long time and keep a large number of forces in the country even after the Afghans take control. His arrival in Baghdad today comes after militants linked to al-Qaeda claim responsibility for this week's coordinated bombings that killed at least 127 people and wounded more than 400. 14 Connecticut firefighters who won a controversial reverse discrimination lawsuit before the U.S. Supreme Court will be promoted by the city of New Haven today. From member station WNPR in Connecticut, Diane Orson reports.
The High Court ruled in June that New Haven officials violated the rights of white firefighters when they threw out the results of a 2003 promotional exam because no blacks scored high enough to move up in rank. That decision reversed a ruling by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who, as an appeals court judge, had rejected the white firefighters' lawsuit. Today's swearing-in ceremony ends a freeze on firefighter promotions in New Haven that's lasted for years. Lead plaintiff Frank Ritchie and seven others will be promoted to lieutenant. Six firefighters will be promoted to captain. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
Stocks have gained ground on a report showing an improved trade deficit offsetting disappointing employment data. The Commerce Department says a surge in exports helped narrow the trade deficit. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says the number of newly laid off workers seeking jobless benefits was up more than expected. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.